Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, McGraw-Hill's Interest Amortization Tables. Third edition is a practical finance and real estate reference designed to help readers calculate loan payments, interest costs, and remaining balances with speed and confidence. Written by Jack C. Estes, with contributions from Dennis R. Kelly and Charles Friedenberg in this edition. The book belongs to the category of financial tables and mortgage reference works, rather than a narrative or theory-driven finance text. Its core purpose is to provide ready-to-use amortization tables and supporting examples for common borrowing situations, including standard fixed-rate loans, adjustable-rate mortgages, balloon loans, biweekly payment structures, and prepayment scenarios. The book is aimed at homebuyers, borrowers, lenders, and real estate professionals who need practical answers without relying on manual calculations or complex formulas. By organizing loan information into lookup tables, it helps users compare borrowing options, estimate monthly obligations, and understand how payment choices affect long-term cost and equity growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a reference tool built for fast loan calculation rather than financial theory, the main value of this book is its function as a lookup reference. Instead of teaching amortization from first principles, it gives users tables that let them identify payment amounts, interest portions, and remaining balances quickly. That makes it especially useful in situations where a fast estimate matters more than a lengthy explanation. The book serves readers who already need to work with loans, but do not want to calculate each schedule manually. This practical format is why it has endured as a professional aid for homebuyers, borrowers, lenders, and real estate agents. Its design reflects a working environment: compare, locate, and use the table entry that matches the loan amount, term, and rate. In that sense, the book is less of a classroom text and more of a transaction tool. Its utility depends on clarity, speed, and coverage of common loan scenarios rather than on conceptual depth. Secondly, broad coverage of mortgage types and repayment structures. One of the book's defining features is the variety of loan forms it covers. The third edition expands beyond standard fixed-rate amortization to include adjustable-rate mortgages, balloon payment loans, biweekly payment loans, and prepayment scenarios. This matters because loan cost is not determined only by principal, rate, and term. Repayment structure changes the timing of interest and the pace at which equity builds. By including multiple loan types, the book helps readers compare how different financing choices behave over time. A borrower can see whether a lower initial payment truly reduces cost or merely shifts it later. A lender or broker can use the tables to explain trade-offs more efficiently. The book therefore functions as a comparative aid, not just a calculator. It gives users a way to evaluate the practical consequences of financing terms before committing to them, which is central in mortgage decision-making. Thirdly, equity growth, cash flow, and the real cost of borrowing. The book is not only about monthly payment amounts, it is also about the broader financial effect of a loan. Its tables and examples are intended to help readers structure financing that fits budget, tax bracket, and cash flow while maximizing equity growth. That framing is important because a loan should be judged by more than affordability in a single month. The timing of principal reduction affects how quickly a borrower builds ownership in the property and how much interest is paid over the life of the loan. By showing remaining balances at different stages and the effect of additional payments, the book makes the relationship between payment strategy and total borrowing cost visible. This helps users understand the trade-off between immediate cash flow and long-term expense. The result is a more realistic view of mortgage planning, where the key question is not only what payment can be made today, but how the loan performs over time. Fourthly, a practical aid for real estate professionals and transaction work. Although the book is useful to individual borrowers, its strongest professional use is in real estate and lending contexts. Real estate agents, mortgage brokers, and loan officers often need to answer payment questions quickly during client conversations or transaction planning. The tables allow them to provide approximate or exact loan figures without pausing to build a full amortization schedule from scratch. This kind of speed can improve communication and reduce confusion when discussing offers, financing alternatives, or refinancing choices. The book also supports explanation professionals can show clients how rates and loan terms alter monthly obligations and total interest. That makes it a useful bridge between technical loan data and client understanding. Its value lies in being reliable, portable, and immediately usable in a practical setting. For professionals who repeatedly deal with mortgage math, it is a working reference rather than a one-time reading experience. Lastly, limitations of a tables-based format and the need for prior knowledge. The book's strength is also its main limitation: it is a table reference, not a broad educational course in finance. Readers looking for deep instruction on amortization theory, loan underwriting, or the mathematics of interest may find it too brief or too operational. To use it effectively, one must already understand basic lending terms and know what kind of calculation is needed. It is therefore best suited to readers who want a quick answer after they have identified the loan structure, not those who are learning the subject from zero. This distinction matters because many finance books explain concepts in a step-by-step narrative, while this one assumes a more practical level of familiarity. That assumption makes the book efficient for experienced users, but less suitable as an introductory textbook. Its value is in precision and convenience, not in conceptual breadth. In conclusion, McGraw-Hill's Interest Amortization Tables, third edition, is best suited for homebuyers, borrowers, lenders, mortgage brokers, and real estate professionals who need dependable loan calculations in a compact reference format. Readers who work with mortgage decisions will benefit from its ability to show payment amounts, interest costs, remaining balances, and repayment effects across a range of loan types. It is especially useful when comparing fixed-rate loans with ARMs, balloon loans, biweekly payment plans, or prepayment strategies. The book stands out from many other finance titles because it does not try to teach every concept in depth. Instead, it focuses on immediate practical use. That makes it efficient for transactional work and for anyone who needs to estimate outcomes quickly without building schedules manually. In a category often filled with either overly technical manuals or high-level personal finance guides, this book occupies a useful middle ground, specialized, task-oriented, and built for real-world mortgage questions. Its enduring appeal comes from clarity, coverage, and speed. If you would like to support Jack C. Estes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.